Welcome back to Restoring Home, where today we will talk about marriage, parenting, and faith. And our topic today is involving children in Sukkot and other appointed times. Appointed times meaning Moedim, or the feast, they're also called. And our guests today are Brad and Megan Moore, and we got to enjoy being at your home. And it was what spurred this conversation, really, in our minds, is we visited your home last year. It was Sukkot. And we saw your kids. You have how many kids?
Five children.
And one is just a little bitty one. So we have a few that are stair-step down. Mm-hmm. But they were involved. And we said, this is really cool. And we think everybody ought to know about it, or do it, actually. Mm-hmm. And so when we were talking about episodes for Restoring Home, we said, this is one we ought to do. So thank you for coming and working with us. And we appreciate the grandparents and uncles who are out watching the kids for you tonight.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
We're glad you put it together. Thank you. I'm going to start and ask a question of about which of the appointed times, the Moedim, the special feast times, is most enjoyable or most special for you and your family, or what makes it special. And Brad, I'm going to let you be the first to go on this. So kick it off. What's the most special? Which ones do you enjoy the most with your family?
Yeah, so our families really enjoyed learning about and observing all the Moedim, but the two that definitely stand out the most for us and our kids are Passover and Sukkot.
Mm-hmm. Good. And you want to ask something about either of those, or both of those maybe?
Well, I was just wondering if you could tell us how you prepare the children to be involved in, say, well, you can tell about Passover since that's just happened recently.
Sure. Well, yeah, we love preparing for Passover. I think that the more time we spend getting ready for Passover, the more we do beforehand, it just makes it all the more special. Mm-hmm. So I would say a few weeks before Passover begins, we look at the calendar, try to figure out when is it, and you know, we have it set. A few weeks before is when I start getting books from the library. We read lots of books together. Mm-hmm. We read the Passover story in the Bible. We read about Jesus' death and resurrection. You know, anything that we can so that it's meaningful to our kids. We read it in their Bibles and our Bibles. We do crafts, coloring pages. We talk about the 10 plagues leading up to Passover.
Yeah.
There's this DVD, Shalom Sesame. They have a nice series about the different Moedim, and we it's silly. All of my kids like it. Mm-hmm. So we watch that video. There's fun videos, YouTube videos, where guys do.
Oh yeah, what are those? Let's forget what that one's called.
Aish, I think, is one of the groups.
Yeah.
Shoot, can we put it in the
resources? We'll put that down.
I can't think of the guys off the top of my head, but there's different groups that they'll do. They do songs online. They'll put it to like the Lion King, and they'll make songs about Passover.
Mm-hmm. What about for Sukkot? What do you guys? How do you prepare?
Yeah, Sukkot is so much fun. When we first started, it seemed strange, and it was one of the ones that took us a little longer to fully embrace when we came to Beth Tikkun, because I think we were intimidated about building a sukkah and taking that step. Mm-hmm. And since we didn't grow up in this, it was awkward. But since we've embraced it and had some of our friends really show us how to do it, it's just become one of our favorites. And so every year we build a really simple sukkah in our backyard, and I just have it made out of 2x2s and 1x2s, and then some painting drop cloths that we tie up and cover it with branches. And so it's nothing too fancy.
It was wonderful. We loved it.
And we just zip it together. And the kids love this. You know, I like to woodwork, and they always want to help me. Mm-hmm. But this is one project where they really can, because the idea is it's not supposed to be a perfect structure. It's supposed to kind of be a little rickety, to kind of remind us that of being out in the desert, and that our bodies we're only in them for a time. Mm-hmm. And so it's a perfect project for them to practice, to use their hammer and nails, to practice using my screwdriver and and all that, putting it together. Mm-hmm. And they just get so into it. They carry all the wood out from the barn every year. And when they were little, they'll write on it. They'll write their name on it. And it's fun to see as we get it out every year. You can see where they've written or drawn
things
great. On it.
That's great.
And, so I just really let them get involved with that. Mm-hmm. And then decorating it. They color pictures to put up. They help hang the lights. They have, fake grapes to hang up, and they just have a blast setting it up. So it's been a good time.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have some fun too.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like you're enjoying part of that.
Good. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And foods. You do a lot of foods too. Do they help with the preparation or
they do.
Presentation?
They do. I think just the meal planning beforehand, like for Sukkot. I was actually thinking about this too. Another thing that they like to do for Sukkot beforehand and with Passover is choosing our guest list. Who are we going to invite? Who should we invite this year? Who have we had in the past? Who do we want to try to invite over again? And and schedule it out because, you know, if Sukkot lasts 8 nights, we don't necessarily have the stamina to have guests over every single night, but kind of have a game plan of who are we going to invite. Mm-hmm. And then to answer what you said about the food, yes, helping them, getting them to be involved in what should we make, what could we order out if we do that, just things like that. Yeah. Special desserts, special treats and things. Yeah. They get really excited about that.
That's great. Some people aren't, maybe who are listening are new to the Passover, probably more familiar, Passover, and people have heard of that. Sukkot is probably less familiar, and you talk about building a sukkah, and that's just like a tent, a lean-to, a temporary housing type-ish thing. It's very, I think you had curtains, or the walls weren't solid, were they?
Correct, yeah, I use just painter's drop cloths. It was cheap and it kind of looks pretty since it's just canvas and just tie them to the frame. And it's pretty easy. And then when you get some Sukkot lights, we like to call them, put around it, it makes it, you know, makes it pretty once the sun goes down.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. We did it year before last in our farm in Tennessee, and we were outside, and we have pictures from that, and it is pretty, like, amazing. It's mysterious, almost. Something about it is unique, that the atmosphere changes as the sun goes down, and you've got the lights and the little structure, and the conversation was really good. And so it's a wonderful thing to do, and the kids do enjoy it. They look forward to it. If you put them into it, they look forward to it. I really like the idea that you had there of letting them be creative, write on the boards, or write their name, or color things, or put their mark on it, so that the next year they come back and they remember. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. That's a really good thing for people to do. Mm-hmm. And so,
let me ask one question that I forgot to ask. But what ages are your kids, and so what were they able to do at the different ages?
Yeah. So right now we have 10, 7, 4, 2, and our daughter is 6 months today.
She wasn't even born yet, I don't think.
Right. I was pregnant with her. So, yeah, but as far as, like, when are they able to help, I think that I don't think there's an age that, now they're ready to help. I just think they're part of our family. They see these traditions. They see what we're doing right from the beginning. And then as they get older, they're able to be more involved in the preparations. Right.
Yeah, and even the Passover Seder, Megan does a really good job of making sure that it's very interactive, that they're participating. Once they can start to read, let them read, or even if they can't read, have them memorize part of one of the four questions the kids ask, so the 4 or 5 year old can participate there.
And I love that.
So even from a very 2, 3, they can do parts of the Seder, the hand washing. Yeah. They understand enough.
It's great. Well, what I'm hearing from you both is you got to look at the calendar. You start getting some materials together, or you start getting some education to go to the library, get some materials together that videos and other things to sort of get them understanding what's coming, and then that we're going to do it in our house. and get them engaged in different levels in that. This is great. And you have guests come to both?
Yes.
Invite people over?
Yes. Yes, I think that preparation is key. Mm-hmm. One of my friends always says, I wrote it down because I forget. Oh, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. So,
wow.
So that's a fun one, right? But just, I don't know, it is what it mm-hmm. says, I guess. The more we prepare beforehand, mm-hmm. hopefully the better it goes. And it would be silly, I mean, you think about other maybe more secular holidays or like Christmas, if you know, for people, I know some people don't want anything to do with Christmas. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is people don't just wake up on December 25th and say, oh my, is it that day? For people who celebrate Christmas, there's a lot of preparation that goes mm-hmm. before. So to expect your children to just, oh, I just love this Passover Seder, or I just love this Sukkot, but there's no build-up beforehand.
It's the anticipation.
Right, it's the anticipation and mm-hmm. all the planning beforehand mm-hmm. that makes it, and the involvement beforehand mm-hmm. that makes it special.
Do you guys do some special things with Hanukkah?
We do. Yeah, mm-hmm. we do. I don't think it's quite as special for us for Hanukkah, mm-hmm. but we like to. At least once to try to make really special dinner
mm-hmm. right.
and yeah. spin the dreidel. The kids love doing that. We go get mm-hmm. gelt at the store. Games. Right, mm-hmm. spin the dreidel.
You should go ahead. Look at this next part here.
Okay.
We're looking for stories now. We're going to get some special stories out of you guys. This is always the fun part. I like.
Yeah. Let's see. Walk us through an example day of how you prepare the children before guests come, and also share a story from your experiences involving the children, like a story that you can remember.
Megan, why don't you talk about this one, about how you prepare, even for an Arab Shabbat, a normal Friday night.
Yeah, that's a...
Okay. So, right, Shabbat is a mm-hmm. kind of like a mini Passover mm-hmm. Seder every weekend, right, which is special. So a big part of that involving our children would be my kids' help with meal preparation mm-hmm. and making the challah. And sometimes they request mini challahs. We'll make one large loaf of bread mm-hmm. and then cut off part, and then my kids will braid their own challah, so they want their own little one.
Yeah,
place settings, maybe my kids will make everybody's name and decide where everyone's going to sit at the table. Mm-hmm. And then for an Arab Shabbat, or times when we get to have guests over, so for mm-hmm. another Moedim, we usually have a question of the night. So sometimes the kids and I will talk about that. What should we ask tonight? What should we ask everyone? What do we want to learn about everybody? Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's something spiritual. Tell mm-hmm. us about someone in the Bible who you love or you would mm-hmm. love to talk to. And sometimes it's something as silly as, what's your favorite thing to wear?
they help you think of those good
they
questions.
They help think of those questions, and they love it. And then that's part how they can be part of the meal. And when mm-hmm. we all go around and share, it's a good mm-hmm. opportunity for them to talk. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Megan's really good, too, about praying with the kids during the day for the guests that are coming over. Mm-hmm. So I think she sets a great example for the kids.
Yeah, thank you.
That is wonderful. Yeah, these are great ideas and sure helpful. I'm kind of sad I didn't grow up in this kind of situation. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it now, but it would have been a lot of fun, I would think, as being a kid and being involved. By the way, I also request mini challahs.
But
I only get one. I just get one every time. It's a big one, but I don't get it. That's such
miniature
good stuff.
Miniature
challah. That's right.
They always go for the big challah, too. That's tastier. Yeah.
Brad, tell us a bit about your role, your dad. I mean, you're doing a lot of preparation with the kids and training at home, and then you come home, you've got your work, and you come in. Kind of, how do you fit in, or what do you do, your role, and some stories about that.
Yeah, I think supporting Megan is just talking about it as well with my kids. I might not be home as much, but, you know, talking to them about the upcoming holidays, mm-hmm. reading some of the board books from the library about the different mm-hmm. about the different holidays, and just talking about the meaning, why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think that I just try to really just affirm some of the stuff Megan does during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
good, mm-hmm. good. Donna, you have a second story question here?
Yeah, well, I just wondered, do you have some interesting stories to tell of maybe what the kids, something special that the kids learned or said after guests left or during, where you're just like, oh, that was so sweet to know that it's really getting in their hearts. Can you think of anything?
Do you have
a story I have is, you know, we grew up in a more traditional Christian setting, and so we didn't observe these holidays growing up. And so even though we've been keeping them for about 10 years, and they're really just now starting to seem like they're ours, right? Mm-hmm. Christmas, Easter were always the most important days. And while we still like those days, our kids, Eleanor, if you ask her her favorite holiday, she says Passover. And mm-hmm. and you ask her why, and she goes through, you know, she loves the Exodus story. She mm-hmm. loves what it represents. She loves mm-hmm. the food and the Seder plate and having company over. And so for me, not growing up in it, to just see how, like, this is, mm-hmm. my kids are mm-hmm. used to it. It's their tradition and how much they love mm-hmm. it. That's yeah. been really special.
That's great. I think that's probably the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite as foreign to us as it was right. initially, but mm-hmm. to see that our children are growing up with these being, this mm-hmm. is the norm for them, it's mm-hmm. really a cool,
really good.
It's a really cool thing.
And they have friends that are experiencing
yes.
the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what we're hoping, is that families who are watching, hearing about your stories, that they will be, they'll begin to make some of these traditions that start with one or two or something that they, the first year, and put some of these things into play. I'm hearing from you all that we didn't start out with these as our traditions as children. This was not our tradition, so we've learned, and we certainly are learning. And so my encouragement, I think, is to start with one or start with each one if you want to, but just do what you can do.
Yes.
And every year it can grow and expand or build or improve, and your kids will grow with you. They don't know if you're doing it right or not anyway, right? So we're all learning. And I do want to ask one thing as we close up here, because we're going to run out of time, but if you have a story of when it went wrong, of when you were like, oh no, what have we done? Or what have the kids done? Or what has Brad done? Do you have anything like that for us?
One year at Sukkot, we did it. We loved it so much. We like made plans every night. We were going to host people
yes.
every
overcommitment,
and we ran ourselves into the ground, and we all got sick and had to end up canceling.
Yes.
Like we were like fever sick. We just went too strong. So I think to go on what your last mm-hmm. point is, take it slow. Yes. Now we don't schedule every night. Mm-hmm. We make mm-hmm. sure we have break mm-hmm. nights and mm-hmm. Don't overdo it, because then, you know, God wants us to rest on a lot of these days, mm-hmm. so you can't miss that as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm.
I think another thing is we just try to remember the heart behind it, too. Sometimes with mm-hmm. all of this preparation that goes into having people into your home mm-hmm. or into your sukkah, you want it to turn out so well, but we have children that mm-hmm. we have to take care of, and I don't want to be yelling at my kids to keep everything in order so that nothing gets messed up on the table or anything. Yeah. So mm-hmm. to just remember that we're not going for perfection, but I want this mm-hmm. to be a special experience for all of us, for our mm-hmm. guests coming, mm-hmm. but also for Brad and I, and then especially for our children, mm-hmm. so that they love these days and they don't look back and say, oh my gosh, Shabbat, my mom just yelled the whole day at us. You know, I hope that that's not the case yeah. at all. And I don't yeah. think that that is the case. But to just keep that in mind, mm-hmm. that we're not going for perfection, but to really mm-hmm. to get the blessing that God has for us, mm-hmm. to meet with God on that day, and to, it's set apart, it's special. So
mm-hmm. yeah,
that's great. Thank you guys for taking and making some time to be with us, and for the grandparents and uncles and others who are taking care of the kids so that we could be here together. But thank you for sharing this with us. And just for those who are listening, to remember that in the below the video, be sure to pick up the Restoring Home guide, application guide. There are some things to do immediately that you can do, and also some resources that the Moores and us will put together for you there that will supplement what you've heard today. So until next time, God bless.